you were starting to hear these?
Everyone was. It would go through the, race through the plants, it raced through the bowling alleys, it raced through all the places where the young people got together. We began to, break away from the older generation. We said, well, they brought the war on, they're the one. But I think, too, when we actually began to see the boys come home, in 44, late 43, 44, those that had been injured had begun, started coming back, and eventually they made their way home, even if they were in uniform, even if they were on crutches or without, in a wheelchair, or like Dick tapping along with his cane. Mm-hmm. And when we began to see this, then the rumbles grew into roars, and the young people thought that maybe they were being led into this, and that maybe if we stopped working so hard, maybe that they would end the war. You know, they said, maybe if we, because there was also rumors that they were holding Patton back, and that the British and the Russians and the Allies, those that those that closed in on Berlin when we settled the second, there were rumors that they were prolonging the war. That was what got us. That's when everybody, Margaret, who drove the bus, one day she said to me, I don't think I want to drive anymore. And I said, well, why not? Mm-hmm. She said, I think we're working too hard. Mm-hmm. I think we're prolonging the war. And I said, well, I heard something like that myself the other day. Then, as I said, it starts with a little rumble, and then it became a roar. And predominantly, now, I'm only speaking of people that were my age then. They were 18, 19, I was probably 19 by now. People of my age, because those are the people, 19 to 22, 23. I mean, there weren't any boys left. Mm-hmm. And if they were, they were like our little brothers. They were misfits. The boys that were left were 4Fs, either from homosexuality or from some, like, PB. Mm-hmm. But they were just as a part of us as we were all a group. We were all bonded together. There was no you were friends then. Mm-hmm. You shared a friendship. So anyway, that was another one of the things that we went through too, these ifs and ands, and Roosevelt, he was my hero. I mean, he was everyone's hero. But when these rumors perhaps, I don't know how they got, they weren't started among the young people. They came from the older people. They came from those people who read papers and listened to the radio and who were supposed to know. And we were just kids. We were not supposed to know. But we thought, in our minds, if these people say it's true, it's got to be true, because they're older than we are and they're educated. Mm-hmm. And they listen to the radio and they read the newspapers, so they have to know. Mm-hmm. So that sort of should conclude this.
Okay.